they've went well, Aidan. Obviously, we thought that we would have been out earlier in the season, but sure, like, COVID has played its part again this year as it did last year. Like, but look, we've been working really hard over the last 6 or 7 weeks, and look, Tuesday night's our first outing in the Championship, and look, the lads have worked really hard as a group of players, and to be fair to the management team and the coaches, have put in a really strong and stern effort as well with the lads. I suppose, like, Tuesday night, as we said at training over the weekend, that Tuesday night is our opportunity to demonstrate and display what work we've put in over the last couple of weeks.
The opponents on Tuesday night are Kildare. They had a win over Carlow to get here. There was a 4th minute of injury time winner for them, a really dramatic victory. So what do we know about them, and what are their strengths?
I suppose the first thing that has to be noted about Kildare is that they've made great strides in hurling over the last couple of years. At minor level, we would have played Kildare in a Leinster quarter final, which would be predominantly the same group of players that we have now. And it did take us 40, 45 minutes to really get hold of the game up in Newbridge. And we're obviously have to go, we'll go back up to Newbridge on Tuesday evening. We know that they've made great strides in hurling. We know that they have some fantastic hurlers. They're strong, they're fit, they're physical. They're not like perceived of maybe what people would think. It's only Kildare. Kildare have made great strides, and they're starting to show that. We are aware that there's plenty of talk in the Midlands that Kildare have the capability of causing an upset somewhere along the way at under 20 this year, and I suppose that's put us on alert that we don't want it to be a Wexford team on Tuesday night.
You lost to Dublin last year, which was disappointing, I know, and there's all the caveats of it was such a strange year and you didn't have that much time together as a team. But what have you learned from last year's defeat, and what can you change for this year?
I suppose, Aidan, the first thing was, yeah, we lost to Dublin, and maybe the comfort of, as much as we didn't take too well to losing to Dublin the week before Christmas, look, you can talk about COVID and the whole lot, but the first thing, I suppose, the comfort is that Dublin have now went on to win Leinster, and they're in an All-Ireland final. What did we learn, I suppose, overall at the start of this year before we even got going? Myself and David and Ned, we had a good, I suppose, open, honest conversation between the three of us, and a good heart-to-heart. And the real thing for us was that, you know, outside of anything we learned from the playing side, was that if we didn't raise our standards as a management, and subsequently the standard of the whole setup, that 2021 could be another 2020. And I suppose for us, the big thing was standards on the pitch, off the pitch. Joe's come in and brought a freshness to the thing. We've looked at every facet of where we were from the end of last year coming into this year, you know, and that includes our structures and from management right down. You know, we looked at everything, to be honest with you, and it wasn't just one or two particular things that we needed to learn or we have learned from last year, because every day you go out, whether it be training or a match, it's a learning day, and you've got to take nuggets from it, you know, and move forward. And that's how you improve, by, you know, learning every day and then moving forward with your learning. So it's been, I suppose, hundreds of little things that we've looked at since last year, as opposed to anything specific over, you know, two or three main key points.
The Wexford team, as you've mentioned, have been, you know, this core group that's been together for quite a while, even through minor. And I think what's great to see is that a lot of these lads are also footballers as well, because David Murphy was talking in the paper there about the close connection that yourselves and the footballers have. And, you know, there's the great dual heritage that we have in this county. You know, it's continuing in under 20 level as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a number of dual players who work between both squads. And the thing about it, Aidan, is, you know, everyone talks about the players who play dual and how can they manage dual. I suppose the big thing where it all starts with is the management teams, you know, to be able to mine these players and to ensure that, you know, these players get enough training in both codes, but at the same time that they're not overtrained and they're not overused, you know, between both squads. Just between myself and David, really, we've been, you know, constantly in communication and constantly talking with regard to what my schedule is from the hurling side and what David's is from the football side. And after that, really, you know, for players, it's a case of letting players go and play. It's for us as a management to worry about where and when do they play, and, you know, and to make sure that they're fresh for when they do play hurling and they do play football. And look, thankfully, up to now, I think it's worked really well.
This is the opportunity for you now to tell us who's flying in training.
Look, I think, to be fair, unfortunately, we've one or two guys who are flying in training, and they've picked up injuries, and I think one or two won't see probably championship action this year at all on the basis of their injuries now, because such a short turnaround. It's a week on week from when we go. We win Tuesday night, and if we do, we're out the following Tuesday, and that follows the following week again. Like, but look at overall, I think the effort and the application, you know, and the enthusiasm and the energy that the guys as a group of players has brought to training, it'd be very hard to single out guys. Probably for us, it's just unfortunate that some guys have picked up injuries, and like as I said, you know, unfortunately one or two, I think it's probably the end of the road for them this year in terms of under 20 with the nature of their injuries.
Who will we not be seeing on Tuesday night?
We won't see Conor Foley. Conor unfortunately broke his thumb during the week, and it looks like Conor could be gone for 6 to 8 weeks, and that's a whole championship. Justin Moran pulled his hamstring. He looks like he's going to be 2 to 3 weeks. We haven't had Conor Mahony back with us. Conor injured himself with the seniors earlier in the year, and the shoulder injury just hasn't recovered in time, and Conor hasn't done any hurling of any substantial nature. So I think Conor's probably a couple of weeks off, so it could be a race against time with Conor. And we've had guys who, you know, they're in our 24 on Tuesday night, but again, they're only returned from injury, you know. So we are going to be, we're going to be down 3 or 4 guys probably, you know, on a longer term basis. And then we've a few guys that, you know, will be in our 24 that are only coming back from injury. But Aidan, it's the nature of where we are with the championship, you know, at any level. And yes, it's obviously, it's due to COVID and a pandemic and shortened seasons, but guys pick up injuries, and you know, you have to, I won't say expect, but you assume that anyone who picks up an injury of any serious nature next Tuesday night, and we go out and we have to play the following Tuesday, they may not be with us. And that, look, that's, you know, the emphasis then becomes a panel effort, which it always is anyhow, but you're now looking to who's next in the panel and who can step up to the mark then to take their place. And unfortunately, looking for some of the lads, their misfortune is an opportunity for other guys to come up and to take their place, and, you know, to grab a jersey and hold on to it. So I suppose someone's misfortune is an opportunity, and that's the nature of how we operate at this present moment in time.
I know you're not looking beyond Kildare, especially having to go to Newbridge for that game on Tuesday night, but what do you think is a realistic expectation for this Wexford side this year?
Look, Aidan, you've hit the nail on the head. We're not looking beyond Kildare Tuesday night, and regardless of, you know, we say it's Kildare, whatever the opposition was going to be on Tuesday night, you know, we weren't looking beyond it. There's no point. You don't win Tuesday night, you know, the rest of the competition is irrelevant. We obviously, it's going to just, the draw has to be made after Tuesday night to who you play after that, you know. So look, at it's whatever way you look at this, Aidan, like, we can shape it up. Our ambition is to win every game that we play, and that included challenge matches, etc. That hasn't changed just because it's championship, and obviously there's more emphasis on championship and the importance, we know what it is. But like, for us, it's just one game at a time, and I know maybe that doesn't, you know, whet the appetite of, because every manager probably comes out with the same standard line, but that's where we're at. One game at a time. Aidan, like, going into Newbridge is going to be a massive challenge for us. Obviously, there'll be a bigger crowd than what we thought in there as well, like, you know, and home support can mean something. But for us, Aidan, like, we're just focused on ourselves, on our own game, how we want to play, how we want to oppose our, you know, ourselves on the game, you know. And look, at yes, we're aware of what the opposition can do as well, but it's about us really, and it's Focus Wexford is what we're really on, and how we want to play, and how we, you know, what's the Wexford way for us, and that's what really what we're focused on for Tuesday night, you know. And let's worry about Tuesday, you know, the days after Tuesday, once we finish and hopefully get a win on Tuesday night.